He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
There's a lot of time right now.
There's a lot of time.
-23 Cardinals. They beat the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. Goo,
you may not know this, but I'll throw it at you because it's been circulating. But 1988, the Steve Young Niners were up 23-0 in Arizona against the Cardinals and lost the game 24-23. And that was the same score as we had.
Did they win the Super Bowl that year?
No, 88 they didn't win. You know what? They may have won. I don't know.
I just
can't believe they lost. We need answers. I got questions. I don't have
them. I got answers.
Okay.
What do you got? Go ahead and ask me a question.
How the hell do you not score a point in the second half with
defense,
the likes of Brandon Ayuk, Brock Purdy, J.P. Mason, who needs a ball more.
Now he needs more.
Kittle and Juwan Jennings. Like, how does that happen at home? And I will not bring up the weather.
Oh, it was
Arizona
very hot.
Arizona had to play in that, too.
Well, but they're from Arizona.
They play in a
dome. It's a desert community.
Stop. Dude, what is a 2-3, man?
I don't know. I don't know. Turnovers killed them yesterday.
Well, the J.P. Mason one was big. And
that hurt.
All of a sudden, there was a little trend going on with Brock. I brought it up to you a week or two ago about the tip ball at the line, and that killed their last drive, but Stoney, he's not Lamar Jackson, and I think he's running for his life. And now I feel like, you know, if there's a negative play or he can't pull off the miraculous play, you know, you're facing long down and distance. And my goodness, man, for the Arizona Cardinals to get stymied and stuffed, because that's what happened in the first half to me. The Niners got rewarded with a blocked field goal and a touchdown. I mean, Stoney, come on, man.
Yeah, we lost our kicker.
We shouldn't need them.
Because
that's what we know is the Niners, this version of the Niners, through five games have a red zone problem.
Well,
1-6? Come on, man.
I can't defend it. It's hard to defend what we saw. It was, to me, a carbon copy of the Rams game.
Wow.
Where they're up, they're in control, and then the other team scores, and okay, we need a drive now, and then you don't get the drive, and then you get a turnover, and then they score again, and now all of a sudden, that game, the Cardinals have in control because they have the ball with 4 minutes to go, and all they got to do is drive the field to get a field goal.
And they went 74 yards, in 74 yards, Donnie, 11 plays to set up that field goal. And James Conner averaged 1.6 yards a pop in the first half, and I'm asking you, why did that balloon to 6.5 in the second? They wore the Niners' defense down. And my question is, Stoney, it was hot for everybody. I just feel like the Niners are not running the ball. Like, they're leaving meat on the bone. They're getting pass happy. Brady, phenomenal, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, Stoney, he's in the zone.
Now he's phenomenal.
It took him a little while.
Oh.
But, Stoney, I got to tell you this. He kept saying throughout the whole broadcast, I'm not used to the Niners throwing the pigskin around the yard like this. And I'm just wondering, I mean, are they not? Why is Kyle just pass happy all of a sudden?
36 passes, 35 passes, 26 runs. 26 runs. Only 14 for Jordan Mason.
Explain that to me, man.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought the same thing. I thought they just felt like Purdy was dropping back every single time. And it's a game you're up. I didn't like the play calling. I didn't like how much they threw the ball, especially because it's not like Purdy was
That was his accuracy. Totally efficient. Yeah, no doubt. That was his worst. I'll say, Stein, and I feel confident in doing so. From an accuracy standpoint, that was his worst game of the year. He had Kittle, a better ball would have got him a touchdown. They were in the red zone. I don't know if you remember, and Kittle had to turn around and catch it, but he went out of bounds. You know, his momentum was taking him out of bounds, and they come back and don't score a touchdown. But something's got to give. This is a 2-3 football team through five games, and again, you don't have McCaffrey. So I want to say that's just it, but nah, you got a lot of weaponry a lot of other teams don't have. Brandon Ayuk, Donnie, you, Willard, Dibbs, and the rest of the Bay Area, Butch and Bonte were waiting for a breakout game. You got that, but that's not what this was about. This was about beating the 30th-ranked defense in the NFL, and all of a sudden they felt like they had a beat on you. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Here's what's going on today. Kyle Shanahan has already spoken to the media this morning. Because it's a short week, the 49ers are off schedule a little bit. So Kyle Shanahan talked to the media today already at 8:45. We're going to play that at 10:30. It's about 7 or 8 minutes. Shanahan will address everything from yesterday. But it's fresh because it'll be from this morning. And the San Francisco 49ers, they got beat 24-23. And it was a similar game to the Rams where they were up and a couple plays,
and half.
Couple plays here, a couple plays there, and they win the game. But they can't get a stop when they need to get a stop, and they can't get a score when they need to get a score. And then the special teams have been suspect.
But it helped you yesterday, Stoney. Well, you got a blocked field goal and a touchdown for a touchdown.
Well, you lost your kicker.
Right, that's an injury.
Well, that's because the guy ran back. The guy had a long run back, and the next thing you know is Moody's got to make a play.
Yep.
And the reality of the situation is that they're just not making enough plays.
And they're not going to be, I mean this, if this defense does not improve, because I don't know what the status is of Greenlaw, Stoney, but I'm trying to find something to hang my hat on for the fans so you could sit and think like, okay, we'll get a boost when this guy comes back.
Well, they got a boost from him yesterday.
From?
Greenlaw. You didn't see the play?
No.
Where he jumped in? There was a little extracurricular on the sidelines. And the guy came in, and it was Dre Greenlaw. He wasn't in uniform.
Wow.
Yeah, it was McBride. Remember McBride and Ward?
Okay, all right.
McBride and Ward were going at it.
Because there was a lot of that going at it. But bottom line is, this defense is not playing playoff caliber defense right now. And you're right, this mimics the Rams game. But my goodness, that second half, they got Ward down. And there's no excuse for it, especially, you know, you look at the dominance in the first quarter from a time of possession standpoint. The Niners had the ball almost 11 minutes. And I know Kyler Murray got the 50-yard run. But after that, they kind of, you know, they dialed. Stoney, I'm speechless. We got 4 hours.
A lot going on yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number. I just wrote down a couple things that I wrote down. 4th and 23, you go for it. Would have been a 45-yard field goal for Wisnowski, so I guess they don't feel as confident in Wisnowski to be the backup kicker.
And I understand that.
Well.
And they just wanted to punt. So basically, Kittle dropped it. He should have got it.
Right, which meant the ball came all the way back to about the 38-yard line on that play,
yeah,
where Kittle dropped the ball in the fourth down. Who's 91? 91 with a roughing the passer on the touchdown?
No, not that good. Yeah.
Okawanu.
Yeah.
He roughs the passer.
I thought that play was getting called back. I was like, no, Niner luck, here you go.
I mean, that hurt him because then they get 2 points because they can take it in from the one. Biggest play of the game, I thought, was the 4th and 5 where Kyler Murray throws off his back foot to Marvin Harrison Jr. It was just a heck of a play.
And Floyd was right there on the blitz, Stoney, like you can't even get mad. Like, they had that, and it was a great play and a great catch. And, oh, man. If I asked you right now, Stoney, to rack your beautiful brain of the last time or a kicker you could name that had a high ankle sprain, and I know why he got it and how he got it, because he was trying to stop the ball carrier, but through five games, can you meet me here, man? this just, it's giving me the feel almost like the Giants, like this just might not be their year. And there's a lot of time left, but man, we don't know when McCaffrey's coming back. Nobody can explain the red zone woes. So I don't know. It's just, I'm getting that feeling.
I mean, clearly McCaffrey's linked to their red zone issues because it feels like they don't want to throw the ball to a back down there.
But also, you don't want to give it to a beast you have in Mason.
Well, I'm sick of them being third and six from the 6 yard line. They always run the ball up the middle, the first play, always. And they get nothing. Then it's third and seven again from the Cardinal seven. And then they throw an incomplete pass, and now they got to score a touchdown on third. I just don't.
Well, like, it's big. And I hear you, but it's bigger than that.
What do you mean?
Like, you got a whole game. You got a allocated certain amount of plays, and a guy that's averaging 6.4 yards a pop. That's what he did yesterday, Mason. 14 for 89. Steiny, you got to find a way, just me, to wear down the defense. And that guy, Jordan Mason, is no surprise. We know what he can do. Why is he only carrying the rock 14 times? That number should be 25, 27 with what we know he can do.
Well, maybe.
And to come out of that game with just 14 carries for Mason, Steiny, is negligence.
Well, maybe Kyle would tell you 14 carries. He didn't want to give him 20 in that heat. I don't know. I mean, I can't give you an answer.
And I'm over the Debo play. And,
but, yeah, you know, Mason holds on to the ball. They win the game.
Yeah.
So
woulda, coulda, shoulda, but you're right. That was a huge play, man. But again, if your defense makes a stop, fourth and five.
Their defense makes no big stops.
Well,
it doesn't.
Well,
it doesn't. They've had two opportunities. They've had more than two opportunities this year where they just need a stop. Arizona has the ball with down at their own 15, and they just drive up the field. All you need is one stop, fourth and five.
Plays, 74 yards.
Fourth and five.
It's almost like you earned that dub. You know what I mean? We ran it up the middle. You had us fourth down, and I just, you know, tipped a cap to Arizona. Michael Wilson, I didn't even know who he was. Steiny McBride, he dropped a touchdown. But this defense got to get fixed, and they got a game in 4 days.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niners drop to 2-3 with a 24-23 loss. They blow a 13-point halftime lead. Let's talk about it on the other side. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
To Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Burkhart, Fox Sports. It was the Mason fumble with about 6 minutes left in that game. 6-12. The 10-yard line. And gave the ball back to the Cardinals. And the Cardinals marched up the field and hit a game-winning field goal to win that game. 24-23. 888-957-9570. In 10 minutes, I'm going to play you the Kyle Shanahan press conference from today. He's already spoken to the media about an hour ago. I'm going to play that for you in about 10 minutes. And the Niners, Goo, just 2-3, and they look like an incomplete football team.
What's more concerning? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just think that there's nothing they can hang their hat on right now. The defense isn't good enough. The offense hasn't been good enough. The special teams haven't been good enough.
What about the coaching?
The coaching hasn't been good enough.
Because that's what's concerning me.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're not as good as we thought they were.
Well, Steiny, they were up 13. They were up 14 on the Rams. So at those different junctures in both games, everything that we think about this football team, we're correct. But why does it veer off? Why does it go awry? What happened to Ayuk in the second half? I don't know if that's a Kyle problem. Is that a Purdy problem? Is that an Ayuk problem? That I don't know. But as far as defensively, you talk about that fumble for Mason, and I know it's a team game. Okay, defense, bail us out. The first play after the fumble, Connor gets the ball for 9 yards. Steiny, it's one of those, I'm your big brother. I'm running right at you. I'm going to get 9. He looked like Earl Campbell in the second half. So I don't have those answers as to why in the first half the Niners can build these leads and then all of a sudden, nothing's happening. I don't know why everything looks like a fade in the end zone, in the red zone. It seems like they're running the same route regardless of who the receiver is. And the biggest glaring thing for me today is, if I was in front of Kyle, how the hell do you, and I'm saying it, not mean it, come for me, I don't care, do you give the modern day Marshawn Lynch 14 carries in a game where it's 100 degrees out, we're watching guys, they didn't do that with Connor, he wore the Niners down, the fruits of your labor. Why does he only have 14 carries averaging 6.4 a pop? If this is high school, if it's college, I told you I don't have the answers, but those are the questions that are at the top of my list. 14 carries. You're doing the Cardinals defense a favor. And whatever reason you've fallen in love with being pass happy, Steiny, you still got a red zone issue. 9 of 22 for 30th in the NFL. And I'm sitting here, me, Daryl Johnson, calling Kyle a genius. So is this just all about no McCaffrey or lack of creativity? Because Kittle can catch. Look at the catch a couple weeks ago in the end zone. Or last week against the Pats. Don't tell me it's him. You got beast mode. You got Jennings. What's happened to Debo? I mean, Steiny, the end around is outdated. Shout out Apple. There needs to be an update. Mason gets a run for 9 yards. Hey, you know what? I got a great idea. Give it to him again. No, we'll just get cute. Give it to Debo. End around nothing. Like, he's getting too cute. But I can and I will question why Mason left that game yesterday in 100-degree heat with 14 totes. I would. Steiny, help me.
I'm not going to be able to give you an answer.
But you're not mad at the question.
I mean, Kyle might say he can't last 20 carries in that heat. And in fact, that's why he fumbled late in that game, because he was worn down. I don't know. Listen, I don't have the answers. Yeah.
6 yards of pop, Steiny. I'm going to find out if he can last.
Let's go to Philmo. Philmo Mike, start us off, Philmo. How you doing, man?
Mike.
I'm not doing particularly well. We're soft. The Niners are kind of soft right now, and I don't know what's going on, but I keep relying on the fact that they're really not in panic mode, but they need to step their game up, and I don't know what's wrong with the defense. Under Kyle Shanahan, we usually have a way more stouter defense. They're not making any plays when it needs to be made. You got to make plays when it needs, like when we need to be making plays, not when you feel me. Like I don't. This is, you're right. Something's wrong with the team. Something is off. But I'm gonna stay faithful. I know, Guru, you kind of happy because you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, but you're a true professional. I give you that. You hella professional, bro.
I appreciate
you. And you be right. Now, you be riding with the Niners, bro. You see it, too, and you just give your honest opinion. So I just really appreciate that. But it's something off. They need the door. I don't know if they need a boombox speaker to come out for home games. I don't know what's going on, but we got to get together. And the defense right now is very, very soft.
Mike, it's not a playoff defense right now. I know it's 5 games, but do you have a problem with me saying that? Because that's how I feel right now.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not a playoff defense. It's a preseason defense. They're sleep. They're in a malaise.
Mm. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. What's he got? Defense has given up this year. 19, 23, 27, 13, and 24. Offense.
And a lot of that is skewed too, Stoney. Minnesota was going up. I mean, Warner made the play on Aaron Jones, but that was about to be a 30 or 40 point burger, and they held him 27. But again, you're not fighting me. The defense is what it is. And at the end of the day, Stoney, until Greenlaw comes back, if he does come back, I really believe that's a big deal. What's up with Hufanga? Now all of a sudden, Stoney, you know he's getting caught peeking, but even when he's healthy, he's not like he didn't. What's going on there? Wow. We were ready to call him Ronnie Lott.
Who was?
When he was out.
Who was?
Stoney.
He's not Ronnie Lott.
Okay.
Stop.
I get that. But don't, Stoney, he started off great. And when he got hurt, it was going to be a big, you know what I'm saying?
Well, just chalk it up to injuries. You got injuries.
Well, I'm talking about the plays where he's caught peeking. That you're actually playing.
He gambles a lot.
Yeah. No, right. I got you. So do I.
Mad Dog in San Mateo. What's up, Mad Dog? How you doing, man?
Hey, Stoney. Hey, Goo. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey. So this is what I saw. You know, I mean, like the Cardinals are like the Jefferson High School of the NFL. I mean, they may not be winning much, but they are physical. They will punch you in the mouth, and they have always had physical games with the Niners, and the Niners got punched. And John Connor, he ran like a man, and they couldn't tackle him.
Yeah.
And so the defense right there, and they needed a safety to be able to come in with the hammer, and then, of course, there's three turnovers. So, you know, I don't know, they're not hitting. It seems like they're getting out hit. They got out hit in Minnesota. They got out hit yesterday. It seemed like they couldn't stop that run going up the middle.
Well, they did in the second half. It was the tale of two halves. They did in the first half. So my quick question to you is, what's happening in the second half that is not mirroring the first half? They gave up 10 points. Connor averaged 1.6 yards a pop, and Murray had the run. He's great. But the Niner defense looked like the Niner defense. What's happening at halftime? That's the question I have. And Bosa said,
So I couldn't say except for, you know, is that fire that Greenlaw used to bring.
Yeah.
And I did see that thing on the sideline, you know.
Yeah.
But they need somebody who's got some fire, more fire.
Thanks, man,
that's
dog. Yeah, appreciate the call.
And do you have a problem? I read it to you and Evan Bosa at the podium game, because I know he's not afraid to criticize defensive coordinators, and he was a big reason why Wilkes was ran out of here. But, Stoney, he said they didn't make an adjustment to the second half adjustment from a run standpoint from the Cardinals. Like, what do you do? Is he calling out the coordinator? I don't know, but wow.
I think in all of our losses, the preparation we've had has been great, but teams are playing us different and doing things differently, and we need to adjust a little better. Just showing different looks and kind of than what we were looking at on tape. So just got to adjust and get them down.
That's thrown.
No, I'm asking because
they got to make adjustments.
Well, you got 60 minutes to do it.
Is that? Are people upset with Bosa for saying that?
No, I'm asking you, would you be if you were Sorensen?
That just sounded to me like a guy who didn't have any answers, and he said they have to make adjustments.
Well, you got to play better. Because I really do feel like it's not, again, it's a short sample size. They got a quick turnaround. Maybe it's a good thing they got a game in 4 days. But the bottom line is, and you haven't even threw anything at me when I've said this, this is not a playoff defense right now. How does that change?
It's not a playoff offense either, really. They didn't score any points in the second half.
How does that happen?
You turn the ball over three times, and you don't have a kicker.
But how do you let them take Ayuk away for you if that's what happened? You're not running the ball like... I don't understand Mason with the four. I'm going to say that until we get out of here at two. 14 pops. Imagine had he got 19 or 22.
He might have fumbled three times.
Well, Stoddy, we hadn't seen that. That was his first one of the year. That was a critical fumble.
Yeah.
But they went down there. Arizona did. 14. They earned that field goal.
Brock had two turnovers.
Yeah.
Brock had threw two interceptions.
Well, he's running for no excuses here. He's running for his life.
I feel
and
like
now they're catching him. It's like cops and robbers, and now they're catching the guy. Like, it ain't cute. But he's not doing it because he has. He's doing it by necessity, Stoddy.
I don't know. I thought he was trying to make too many big plays yesterday.
Stoddy, they're blitzing more guys than they're blocking, and he's under duress.
I thought he tried to get too cute at certain times. I thought the first interception was a little bit lazy. I thought he got a little bit
lazy
in the pocket.
I got you. And he wasn't under real duress then. I'll say this. The first pass of the game was incompletion to Debo, Stoddy, and that was a sign to come. Sign to come to me, because you look at the completion percentage for Brock Purdy. This was the worst on the year for him. He was off a little bit.
All right, Kyle Shanahan talked to the media at 8:45 this morning. This is 7 minutes. We're going to play it, and then we're going to react to it. This is Kyle Shanahan from today. This is the latest.
Kyle, with the kicker situation, have you guys singled out somebody, or do you expect like a competition tryout thing this week?
Yeah, I think we got four guys coming in later today.
Can you reveal who those are?
I don't know. I don't have their names. That's what the guys are working on now. Just finishing this game and getting started on all the Seattle stuff on the short week. So I know those guys are scrambling in. I think they got four guys coming, but I didn't get their names.
Kyle, after the game, Nick Bosa said it was a blessing that you guys had the quick turnaround after that game. How, as a coaching staff, do you handle it? How much time do you spend on kind of the debrief of what happened yesterday, as opposed to just quickly turning the page and focusing on Seattle?
We already did it as a coaching staff, you know, last night and early this morning, but there's no time to spend on that now, especially when our players come in. So position coaches can kind of get it on the side with a couple of things that they need to clarify and go over that pertains to this week. But anytime in these short weeks, you get right to the next game as fast as possible.
Hey, Kyle, on the last pass that Brock attempted, where what was the coaching point on that one in terms of, I guess, where Mason, which guy he should have picked up, and did one of the interior linemen pick up the wrong guy?
No, they had a blitz. We had two guys. When two guys blitz the back, that means you're hot, and we just got to get rid of the ball quicker.
Kyle, this may fall under you don't have time, but Brock talked yesterday about talking to Jordan Mason about obviously the standard of excellence, but not putting it all on him for the loss. As a coach, do you have time to talk to him about that and how you balance that?
I mean, I mentioned it after the game that's not all on JP. We all had our part. I mean, we had four possessions in the second half, and we had three turnovers and one turnover on down. So to make it come down to the last turnover is, you know, the easier way out, but that's not the case. All these plays affect the whole game, and, you know, we didn't score in the second half, and the four times we got the ball, it's basically four turnovers when you turn it over on down. So his was just one part of that.
Kyle, I think it was last week everyone was saying how great Brock scrambling was and how effective it can be. I guess, you know, now obviously after a loss, it's like, well, what about his scrambling? I don't know. Is there a fine line sometimes of trying to exhaust the play and making something happen, and then sometimes maybe just taking a check down or throwing it away?
Yeah, always. I mean, that's why you try to cover that too when those things happen, good or bad. I mean, last week I thought it really helped out, and he made a number of plays with it. But I think I also said last week there was a couple that it hurt us on, and I'd say the same thing happened yesterday. There's always some good and bad for both of those things. You hope the good outweighs the bad, which it has. But there was a couple, you know, in particular that sack on the 2nd and 14 that were tough to overcome.
Coach, last night George Kittle spoke about the fact that with this team compared to years past, you guys just haven't been able to kind of figure out how to get these like gritty or gross wins, he called them. When you're watching in practice or when you're watching from the sideline in the games, what do you think is missing with this team to be able to kind of close out these games compared to other seasons?
I just think that's kind of a generic answer for someone trying to answer your guys' questions. You know, it comes down to specifics, so it's hard to give a generic answer. But, you know, in these two games that, you know, these two division games that we believe we should have won with the lead we had in the second half, that this one was worse than the Rams one in terms of we got sloppier in terms of our turnovers and things like that, not scoring in the second half. When you have a lead on people, you need to finish them. And the way you finish people is you continue to score. And if you aren't doing that, you can't turn it over, and you got to stop people at the end. And, you know, we had a couple chances there at the end, especially on that fourth down. Thought Kyler made a hell of a play. But those are the plays you got to stop to win these, especially when it's tight like that.
Kyle, Nick said that Cardinals started doing something a little differently with their zone read to get Connor. That was a reason Connor started to get loose at the end. And he said, you know, there wasn't a proper adjustment on the defensive side. And he said it was kind of, that has kind of been a theme in each loss this season. Is that a fair assessment?
I mean, I don't know the quote exactly, but the way you just said it, no, I wouldn't think so. I mean, I know it was a long one, touchdown run. We got, you know, when you're in an 8-man front and you miss the back, you're one guy short. And your middle third player needs to make the tackle, and he got buried in, you know, it's going to be a big gain, but not a touchdown gain, and he got buried in it too. So when you have an A-man front and no one accounts for the quarterback, it's not necessarily adjustment, it's a mistake. You can always go to two-shell defenses to have a guy in that lane, which definitely helps for those things, just makes it harder for the downhill runs to the running back. So there's always give and take with that, but that's the challenge of when you play a system where the quarterback can pull it. You can't pull asleep on any play the whole game, because you never know when he's going to pull it. And if you don't have a guy account for it and they have the type of speed that quarterback has, that's what happens. And they got us about two times in the game on it. That one will be in the worst one. And another one in the fourth quarter that hurt us.
Kyle, at least a couple people have talked about you know, playing complementary football and the need to get to that. I'm curious, is that something you can address like during the week, or is that just more of an abstract term of when all three phases play well, that's what you say after the fact? Is that something, is complementary football something you talk about and can teach?
I mean, all these things have to do with just the detail of each play, and then you add it up over 70 plays, and how is that going on each side of the ball, and then how's it going on special teams? So complementary football is something I talk about a lot, so that's probably why you hear it from those guys. But it's not something that you teach complementary football. You teach playing each play the best that you can, and if when the offense is doing it and the defense is doing it and the teams are doing it, that's when you get some very easy victories. And you know, it's usually out of hand in the fourth quarter when one side of the ball's hot but the other side's not. That usually keeps guys in the game, and you can't really put people away until you play more complementary football, which is another way of saying all three phases are playing at the top of their game at the same time, not taking turns doing it throughout a game.
Kyle, you guys have been in arguably worse situations, I guess 3-5 in 2021. And a lot of guys are still, you know, from that team on this team. Is that in any way relevant, or does it help to have that history of knowing what can still be accomplished?
No, I don't think it pertains to anything. You know, I think everybody goes off their life experiences, and we have, you know, so people who have been here can always resort to that and just know how things work. You know, I've been through a number of them in my whole coaching career, not just here. So you always know going through this that you can never count yourself out until you're actually eliminated from something. I've seen teams start 0-4 and get there before. So there's lots of things that go into it, but I think every year is different, and we got to write our own story this year, and it has nothing to do with other years.
All right, that's Kyle Shanahan from this morning. He met the media at 8:45, talked to him for 7 or 8 minutes. I don't know, not a lot stuck out to me there.
No arrogance, though, and it's hard to have that when you don't win.
He thought that game was a worse loss than the Rams game because they got sloppy. They didn't really turn it over against the Rams. They just didn't score.
And, Steiner, we didn't even talk about the missed tackles, the arm tackles. Brady was talking about it all game, especially the second half.
Yeah, and this is a team that's supposed to be great at tackling. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Steel Toe real quick in San Mateo. Hey, Steel Toe, what's going on?
Thanks, Steiny.
Sure.
Guru.
Hey.
Yes. I think I agree with everybody that Kyle Shanahan's a little bit too predictable with the offense. I did not see a growth in Brock Purdy, him doing more audibles. I don't know why Kyle Shanahan is not allowing Brock Purdy to do more audibles. If you're going to go pay him next year, you would think there would be some more advanced new stuff we would see this year than we saw last year, but it's the same thing. And then the other thing that pisses me off is Debo Samuel was supposed to be featured a little bit more this year differently. You know, like you said, that jet sweep is already played out. Why don't we see Debo Samuel line up as a running back, but go out on pass patterns from the running back position, do what we used to do with McCaffrey, have Debo get covered by linebackers. Let's take advantage of Debo being covered by linebackers in the passing game. I don't know. I don't see anything creative, nothing new. It's just the same thing from last year. There was no advancement. I just don't know what Shanahan's doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Steel Toe.
Yeah, I'm...
I mean,
3 carries for Debo yesterday, Stoney, 9 yards. And again, Debo is electric. He's been electric, but he's not. I don't think he's tricking anybody. My point is, scratch that, save Debo from getting hurt, running the rock. And that could have been Mason with three more totes. Just a thought. But I get it. Come out, you throw the ball the first 3 plays of the game, and the Niners have turned into the Dan Marino Dolphins. I mean, they're just dropping back and firing to the Marx brothers.
How do you think Purdy played?
I think this is, honestly, I believe this was the worst game of the year. Steiner, he was off. His accuracy was not there yesterday. And anytime you throw 2 picks, that's not good. And one of the picks, he was not under duress. You said kind of lazy or whatnot, a good play by the lineman to tip the ball. But for that drive to end after they hit Kittle for about 15 yards, the game would have been the game-winning field goal drive. The last one, Stoney, I'm like, here we go, prevent you from winning. And the second pass is picked off.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You heard Kyle Shanahan from this morning. You watched the game yesterday. Niners lose 24-23 on a late field goal. And Brock Purdy throws an interception, which gives the victory to the Arizona Cardinals. And the 49ers just, they can't put it all together. That's been the problem this year. When the offense has been good enough, the defense hasn't been good enough. When the defense has been good enough, the offense hasn't scored enough. When both have done okay, then the special teams have let them down. They have not been able to really play complete football for much of this season so far, and that's why they're 2-3. 888-957-9570. Let's go, Niner fans. What are you thinking right now? They're 2-3. You got Seattle coming up, and you just lost 2 division games. One to the Rams 2 weeks ago, and one to the Cardinals yesterday. 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Safeway.